So that's Mark chapter 4, verse 9, and then verse 14 to the end. This is Mark 4, 9. Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." Verse 14. The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like the seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown.
Well, if you can keep that little Bible passage open, that'd be fantastic. And we're going to spend a few minutes thinking about that reading together. And as I said at the start, today we're thinking about the parable of the sower. And that really important verse in verse 9 of our passage, which said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." So I hope you will listen well, like these green ears everywhere. Listen closely and get what I say in your head and in your heart together. Today we're in Mark chapter 4. And in Mark chapter 4, we get a load of stories that Jesus told. They're called parables. They're basically a story that he tells that tell us a really important truth about Jesus and about God's kingdom and what it means to know God. And in Mark chapter 4, there are four stories all about sowing seeds and farms and that kind of thing. And the big theme is clear throughout the whole chapter. We're just going to look at the first parable today. You can read the other ones when you get home. The big message from today's passage is that God's kingdom is grown when God's word is sown. God's kingdom is grown when God's word is sown. Can you say that all together after three? One, two, three. God's kingdom is grown when God's word is sown. Now, we need some action for this. So God's kingdom is grown. Stretch your arms out. You might have to kind of apologize to the person you're knocking to. God's kingdom is grown as God's word is sown. And here we're talking about the Bible. It's like seed. So let's do it. Three, one, two, three. God's kingdom is grown as God's word is sown. Okay, now did you know, boys and girls, mums and dads, carers and friends today, that God's kingdom is growing? That's an amazing thing. God's kingdom is growing all over the world. You know, we live here today in Wales in the United Kingdom. There's a map on the screen. The United Kingdom of Wales and England and Scotland and Northern Ireland. A United Kingdom, at least for the moment. That's the United Kingdom. But inside the UK, there is the GK, God's kingdom. And those crowns represent where Jesus is Lord. And people follow Jesus and live with him as their king and follow him. God's kingdom inside the United Kingdom. But you know, the amazing thing about God's kingdom is it's not just kind of contained in the United Kingdom. It's all over the world. So on the next slide, you'll see God's kingdom is growing all over the world. Lots of people follow Jesus in Africa, in North America, South America, in Asia. Many more people are becoming Christians in China and Iran, as we saw in the last few weeks. God's kingdom is growing everywhere around the world. Now, how does God's kingdom grow? Does it grow when people go out and they fight people and say, "Become a Christian or I'm going to attack you"? That's not how God's kingdom grows. Does God's kingdom grow when people go out and say, "Listen, if you are a really nice person and are a kind person, or if I care for you a lot, God's kingdom is going to grow that way"? No, that's not how it grows. Because, after three, God's kingdom is grown as God's word is sown. That's the big lesson of Mark chapter 4. God's word, you see, tells us that Jesus is the king. He's the ruler over everything. He's come to save, to call people to follow him. And that's why, wherever you find yourself at Highfields, I hope, and I think this is the case, you will find, whether in a toddler group or a language class or in a Bible study or an after school club, we open the Bible and we scatter God's word, the seed, everywhere and anywhere we can. Which means, as Joe has said, church is like a field. It's like a field here today. So that means our Sunday services, you come and sit in the seats, and then maybe you go to after school clubs here at Highfields or the groups, and you go down to Sunday school. You think you're sitting in a room. You're not. You're sitting in a field. So if you look on the next slide, actually, the field is you. So that's you on the screen now today, sitting in the field, which is Highfields. And it's a photo of our field today. Maybe you can, next slide, you can see that we're young and old, and there's toddlers and singles and families, empty nesters, and friends here together today, all ready for God's word to be sown to them. When God's word is sown. Because the kingdom of God grows as God's word is sown. So on a Sunday, what we're doing, we spend all our time just sowing the seed. So that's what you see when you come to church. You're going to get seed sown. God's word is sown. It's coming to you today. Sorry, I'm so lie. We're sowing everywhere. We're just throwing God's word everywhere. God's seed. Okay, you're missing out up the top, so you have some up there. Because, now don't worry, that's just linseed. You're not going to enjoy eating that, so don't worry about that. So, well, that's what our passage is saying today. Look in our Bibles, chapter 4, verse 3. Listen, a farmer went out to sow the seed. And that's explained in little number 14 of our passage. So right at the bottom of our page, can you see in Mark chapter 4, verse chapter 4, verse 14, page 1005, right at the bottom of the page, little number 14. Have you got it? The farmer sows the word. Now, I'm not going to throw Bibles all over you, but that's what we do on a Sunday. We throw Bibles out. We sow Bibles. We sow God's word about Jesus anywhere and everywhere. But what happens in the story? We'll look down in verse 4 of our passage. As he was scattering seed, some fell along the path and the birds came and ate it up. So there you are. You're sitting down listening to God's word on a Sunday. And what happens? Down flies a bird coming to eat the word. You're just sitting there listening to God's word, but a bird flies down. Yeah, there really is a bird flying on the screen. Some people can't believe it. It's really there. Well, that's what it says in our Bible passages. And the seed gets sown and gets snatched away. What else happened in the story? Look down in verse 5 in our passage. Some fell on rocky places where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. Then verse number 6, when the sun came up, what happens when the sun comes up and scorches the ground? And the soil is so shallow that the seed just dies and it can't live. It seems ages ago when we had that drought over the summer, but maybe last summer you can remember how lots of the fields around our country, instead of being luscious and green, were just parched and burnt down. The sun came up, there's no rain. Okay, next slide. Some seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so they didn't bear grain. And then we read in verse 8, still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Now, it's a really well-known story in the Bible, isn't it? We call it the parable of the sower. We should probably call it the parable of the soil, because the story is all about how we respond as the field, as the soil, to God's word as it comes out. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk through the story again and ask you, what kind of soil are you? What kind of soil are you? Are you like hard-hearted Henry? There's hard-hearted Henry on the screen. You can see him. So this is the first kind of seed, which was scattered along the path, and the bird snatched it away. Look down in verse 15 of our passage. It's on the top of page 1006. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Henry is just distracted. He comes to church, but he's totally distracted. Maybe he's there in his body, but not in his spirit. He's maybe there in the service, but he's constantly looking at his phone, checking to see what's going on, sporting occasions perhaps. Maybe he's thinking about his friends on social media. Maybe he's just playing a game on his phone. Maybe they are there in the service and they're listening, but the second the service is finished, the second the club is finished, the second it finishes, it's straight over to how did the game go at the weekend? Or what are you going to do in half term? Or have you gone to see Dippy the Dinosaur yet in the museum? And It's like, you know, we've just had a message, we've just heard God's word, the seed has been sown, and then the bird just swoops down and snatches it away straight away. You know, the Bible says that Satan is God's enemy, and he hates us to listen to God's word, the Bible. He hates it when we hear from God, and he wants us to forget what we've heard. So don't be like hard-hearted Henry. Also, don't be like shallow Charlotte. Don't be like shallow Charlotte. There she is, standing in the sunshine. And here's where the soil, look down, verse 5 of our passage. Some fell on rocky places where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came out, the plants were scorched. They withered. They had no root. And then Jesus explains, we're like that seed fallen on the rocky places. They receive the word with joy, but since they have no root, they last only for a short time. There's no root. They're just shallow. Henry never got started. The first kind of soul. Well, Charlotte began well, really well, but then what happened? Well, the passage actually says, it's amazing, look down. It says, end of verse 16, she received the word with joy. Charlotte loves coming to church. She loves singing the songs. She's full of joy on a Sunday. She loves the Bible study. She loves the memory verses. She loves doing all the kind of TikTok actions. Loves the message at the start. And when she's with all her Christian friends, she gets it. But then when she's away from them all, she just wanders away because she's shallow. She has no root. You see, God's word never went into her heart. It never started to change her. She never turned around from living for herself to following Jesus, trusting in him. Henry was distracted. Charlotte is discouraged. Oh, she's so sad when people aren't interested. She invites her friends to church. They don't come. They tease her for going to church. She even found out recently she got dropped from her school football team because she wouldn't play on a Sunday morning because she wanted to be with her friends at church. She's sad and discouraged, and she just falls away. So, don't be like shallow Charlotte. Next one. Well, who's this going to be? This is, of course, going to be Weedy Walter. You knew that before I did. Weedy Walter. Here we go. Look at the seed, verse 7. Other seed fell among the thorns, the weeds which grew up and choked the plants that did not bear grain. And then Jesus explains that to us later on in our passage. So verse 18, he says this. People hear the word, verse 19, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and desires for other things grow up and choke the word. You know, mums and dads, boys and girls, friends here today, Walter seemed to go on pretty well, better than Charlotte. Henry was distracted. Charlotte was discouraged. Walter has been deceived by the world around him. The worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth. You know, when we get deceived, someone tricks us. And the world makes promises to us and trick us into thinking, if only I could get that or have that or be that kind of person, I'll be happy and everything would be fine. And we think, you know, maybe Walter's really worried about the fact that he has to wear really kind of your untrendy clothing on a Sunday morning, like dungarees, and he has to wear, and like, I put these on this morning, and Sally said, you're never wearing those again, so thanks, Sal. But if you want to wear dungarees, that's fine. But like, to Walter, like, I don't want to wear dungarees. It's a bit embarrassing. If only I could get my iPhone, and I want to get a smartphone. I want to get FIFA 20 for my Xbox. I just want to get the next thing. I want to have that Lego Star Wars kit that my mate's got, and it's awesome. If only I could have it. And slowly, slowly, you see, Walter is deceived. And these things are promising you'll be happy. You won't need anything more if you get that. But do you know what, friends? Do you know what? You get a phone, you only want the next phone. You get FIFA 20, you only want FIFA 21. You get that Lego kit. You know, I don't think I've ever been given a Lego kit. I have, actually. But when I was a kid, I was never given a Lego kit. And I didn't think to myself, you know, that's the last Lego I ever want. You get given Lego, oh, thank you, I don't need any more Lego now. I'm just like, I'm sorted with, no, you're like, I want more. You can't have enough Lego. And that's the thing about wealth. You just think, I want more. And actually, slowly, our trust in Jesus gets choked like those weeds choking poor Walter. So don't be like Weedy Walter. Don't be like hard-hearted Henry. Don't be like shallow Charlotte, but rather be like fruitful Fran. There she is, fruitful Fran. Parable of the soils can be a bit depressing, can't it, when you read it? Because it's a famous parable. We like the stories in the Bible, but you know, 3/4 of the seed seems to kind of go nowhere. And we think maybe God's kingdom isn't growing and it's just going to disappear this generation. But actually, Jesus is saying, don't expect too much. but don't expect too little. Have a look in our passage. So verse 20 at the end of our passage, others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. Some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. So you see, there you go, it's just growing and growing and growing. Fran hears the word, and what do we read she does? She hears it and she accepts it. It takes root in her heart. She hears it and she says, you know, I love that. I want to follow Jesus now. God's kingdom is growing as God's word is being sown. And maybe that harvest in our passage, maybe that looks like Fran becoming more like Jesus. Maybe naturally she's quite an angry person and she fights a lot with her brother or her sister. And then she hears that Jesus died on the cross to pay for all her sins. And she thinks, you know, I can't be angry when Jesus has paid for my sins. I want to be loving now. Maybe she gets really, really worried about things in life. She worries over what people think about her, her friends. Will they laugh at me? And then she hears God's word saying that if you trust in Jesus, then you can know that God in heaven smiles on you. And he loves you. And he'll never leave you. What a lovely thing to know. Maybe Fran used to get afraid and was a bit scared. Going up to big school next year, maybe she's afraid of what happens after Brexit or with Brexit. She's terrified. She's heard about this and she's a bit kind of concerned. Oh no, and she sees mum and dad a bit worried. And then she reads in the Bible that Jesus is God's king. And he's in charge of where we go to school and how that happens and what happens with Brexit. He's got it. He's in control. And she can sleep at night again. She's being fruitful in her life. Maybe that's what it's to do with. But the other thing I think that she is, almost certainly, she's sharing the good news with other people. That's what it means to be fruitful too. That's what's wonderful about those little seeds you've got here. See a little seed, if you plant that into the ground, you come back next season and that's just, if that's kind of actually taken root, it'll grow into a crop which will then burst open and more seeds will go. That's what's wonderful about seeds. They just multiply and multiply and multiply and say all of us here together today, share the truth we know about Jesus to our friends. And this time next year, we all had three more friends with us. Well, we'd pack out the building three times over. And God's kingdom is growing as we say to our friends what Jesus has done for us. As we invite our friends to the baptism service next week or to our Explore course or to the clubs we run here at Highfields. What have we seen together today? Well, we have seen that God's kingdom is grown. Let's say it together with me. One, two, three. God's kingdom is grown as God's word is sown. Really, really important. That's why we have the Bible and the message about Jesus everywhere here at Highfields. And so the question is, when Jesus says, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear, what kind of soil are you going to be? What are you going to do with Jesus? What kind of soil are you? Will you listen to God's word? How will you listen? I think that's probably the most important question to ask yourself. When you come to church or you come to club, how will I listen to God's word today? Will I be like hard-hearted Henry? Shallow Charlotte? Will I be like weedy Walter? Or will I bear fruit like fruitful Fran and give God the glory? Let's bow our heads and pray and then we're going to sing a closing song. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your kingdom is growing as your word goes out. Please help us to bear fruit for you. In Jesus' name, amen.